Hello, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for joining me for the Four Secrets to Land Your Dream Job Fast teleseminar. I want to acknowledge you for being here with me on this beautiful autumn day. You've made the decision to be proactive about your job search, and I want to congratulate you for deciding to invest this time in yourself. My name is Michelle Mendoza, and I'm really excited for you because your journey towards finding your dream job is underway. During our time together, I will briefly share with you the four secrets to land your dream job and how social media plays a significant role in that job search. The majority of the time, I will take a deep dive and discuss LinkedIn. As many of you know, LinkedIn has become a very powerful tool in your job-seeking arsenal. And when looking for your dream job, its abilities surpass any of the online job boards in uncovering immediate opportunities. Anyway, I really love LinkedIn, and I'm so excited and can't wait to talk to you more about it. So remember to have the PDF handout ready that I sent out with your reminders, and I will be referring to this handout later in our conversation. But first, I want to tell you who I am and why I'm here. I want to tell you a little bit about my journey. For those of you who don't know me, I founded my HR consulting practice, Connect to HR, several years ago. But I've been in human resources for over 15 years, and I've been helping people with their job search even before my HR career began. And that's really close to 20 years now. In thinking back, I've been helping people with their job search since college. The first job seekers I helped were homeless men, and it was my sophomore year in college. I was volunteering at a shelter close to the university I attended, and a group of us got together and decided to help these homeless men that were at the shelter by helping them create their resumes so they could apply for jobs. And ever since, I just had become really passionate about helping people find work, and it's been a big part of my life. So after college, I spent the first part of my career as a recruiter. I helped hire both technical as well as non-technical professionals. I also helped hire everyone from college students all the way up to the VP level, and all these individuals worked for a variety of industries. I've worked for companies that are in high tech, medical device, pharmaceutical companies. I've also worked in the semiconductor sector. And most recently, with my consulting practice, I've been focused on small businesses. And so with my clients in the small business sector, I've helped clients who own franchises, companies who are held privately by families or a group of individuals, as well as startups. So I can really tell you that I've recruited for everything from small companies all the way to multinational and international companies. And so I understand what recruiters are looking for. And I know what it's like to have 30 or 40 openings at any given time, and I know what it's like to review several hundreds of resumes for a job opening. And I've literally spoken to thousands of hiring managers over the years, and probably even more, several thousand maybe, job applicants over the last close to 20 years. So I know what it takes for a candidate to stand out and make a great impression. But more importantly, for this conversation, I know what managers are looking for. And, you know, the best projects for me are still to this day the ones that help create jobs. And the best days are when my clients come to me and tell me, I got a new job. You know, thank you for helping me get a new job. So that makes me feel really good, and it gets me so excited. But I also know what each of you are going through. I've been a job seeker myself, and I know how stressful it can be to look for a job. I remember what it was like to look, you know, and apply online to what seemed as though it was a black hole to a million job boards and not get a response back. I can recall staying up at night awake wondering if I would get that job offer after the interview and waiting anxiously to hear if an offer was going to come my way. So, you know, I understand the stress and frustration. You know, I really get it. So I want to do something to help all of you out there who are dealing with the stress and frustration with this call. So I want to share with you the expertise I've gained with, you know, from working with job seekers and hiring managers over the years, and want to inspire you to take some action. So that's a little bit about me. Let's get started and dive into the content. So in today's call, I'll be going over in a very high-level way the four secrets that have helped many of my clients who are job seekers land their dream jobs. And many of them have done it in 90 days or less. I'm also going to go in very deep into the discussion on LinkedIn. We'll talk about, you know, three simple ways to create an online presence. And again, please refer to the handout that was part of this teleclass as I talk about it. And I'll talk about how to create a LinkedIn profile that attracts the recruiters and hiring managers you desire. And I'll actually walk you through an example of a client from earlier this year who had great success using LinkedIn. I also want to talk to you about how to avoid the biggest mistakes that make the wrong impression online. You know, you don't want to put people off if you're online. You know, you want to attract them, not repel them. So before I go any further, I want to make a quick disclaimer. This teleseminar is not how to create a LinkedIn profile. I will assume you already have a profile created, and, you know, if you go on YouTube, you can type in a search, create LinkedIn profile, and, you know, there's many, many videos out there that show you how to actually do that. Instead, I feel what it's more important is to really give you an overview of the key components that should be in the profile and also how to use LinkedIn effectively. So, you know, we have a short period of time on hand, and there's so much more on this topic. I mean, I could talk about this topic for days. I'll do my best to cover as much as I can over our time together. And at the end, if you feel you need more assistance, I promise to tell you how you can get more information. Now that I've walked you through the agenda, let me set the framework for this discussion. You know, I hear all the time from job seekers, you know, I'm doing what I've always done before to land a job. You know, 5 or 6 years ago when I was job searching, it gave me great success. I was able to find work. You know, what's going on? Why is it not working anymore? You know, how has it changed so much? Well, the reason is over the last 3 years, the recruitment of job seekers has really changed. You know, and I talk to my colleagues who are recruiters full-time and headhunters, and they say the same thing from their side. You know, due to the recession and the large number of applicants, you know, first of all, there's a lot of really great qualified applicants out there, so there is more competition, and companies have become more selective. You know, also, companies are not using the traditional methods of recruiting candidates anymore. Yes, you still see them at job fairs, and, you know, they do still post on job boards. But, you know, many companies have realized they have to have a different strategy now to find the right match for their jobs. And there's good reason for this. You know, company websites and job boards attract hundreds, and in some companies like Apple or Google or Facebook, all the tech companies in our valley that are very popular, they get thousands of resumes every single day for one job. So it's difficult for companies to find the right candidates. Many of my colleagues who are recruiters say, you know, it's like finding that needle in the haystack. So employers need to find easier ways to find, you know, that perfect applicant with the specific skill sets they're looking for. So, you know, again, they're going for non-traditional methods to do that. The fourth reason, you know, the job search has changed is that, you know, in the past, generalists were very popular. You know, when I was in the 90s, when I was recruiting and there were multiple job openings in the Valley and companies were growing, managers were looking for people with multiple backgrounds. You know, they would hire them, pluck them into one area, keep them there, you know, maybe for 6 months to a year, and then perhaps, you know, move them to another area. So, again, generalists were really, really popular, you know, 10 years ago. Now hiring managers want specialists. You know, they want a job seeker that is an expert in their area. And if they've come up with a list of 10 qualifications that they're looking for, the hiring manager wants to see all 10 before, you know, if someone had, you know, 8 out of the 10 or 7 out of the 10, they would say, great, bring them in. We'll talk to them, see where they fit. Now it's quite the opposite. If you don't have 10, all 10, they're more willing to pass you up because, again, there's so many qualified applicants out there. So, you know, again, the whole part of this is I want to be as transparent as possible. A specialist concept, it really pertains, obviously, to medium to large-sized companies. In smaller companies, you still do see occasionally, you know, they do want people to wear multiple hats. So, yes, that is the case, and that's definitely the case for companies that are 100 or less employees. But, you know, as I mentioned, over the last 2 years, my core business is small businesses, you know, helping small businesses with their HR needs. And I have to say that even small business employers as well as startups also are looking for specialists. So I can't get that message out. You know, I really want you to hear that message because it's very important. And it could really make the difference whether or not you have success with your job search or not. So, you know, because of all the complexities of the job search and how it's changed, again, companies are looking for non-traditional methods to attract job applicants, and many are definitely turning to social media to find them. So what does this all mean to job seekers? You know, I mentioned that the traditional method of finding a job doesn't always work. You know, you sitting at your computer applying online may not be enough to get you noticed. Even fancy resumes nowadays, you know, aren't enough to get you noticed. So in putting together all the information of what I feel is, you know, helpful to the job search, I've come across 4 secrets that can really help accelerate someone's job search in a pretty dramatic way. And I've seen this time and time again with my clients as well as other colleagues who have been able to land a job successfully in this economy. So the first secret is to really understand what it is that you want to do. I mentioned, you know, the generalist is dead. People want specialists. So the key is to focus on 1 or 2 key skill sets, key areas that you love to do and you want to find a job that has them. So I know this sounds simple, but in reality, it's very difficult for many of the job seekers that I work with. You know, they come to me and say, oh, but I can do, you know, 5 different things. You want me to choose 1? Yes, I want you to choose 1 or 2 at most and create a personal brand around it. You know, if I were to go back into job search mode and as a HR professional, I'm a true generalist. I can literally hire people all the way to fire people. And, you know, if I were to go back and say to my colleagues, I want a generalist job, they would just glaze over and not really understand what it is that I was looking for. But what would be more powerful if I were to go back and say, okay, you know, go back into recruiting. This is the type of company I want, you know, maybe perhaps a medium-sized company with 2,000 employees. These are the types of jobs that I want to recruit for. Perhaps it's technical or maybe on the G&A, and I want to recruit more people like HR or finance or marketing. And then all of a sudden, the colleagues and friends who could help me with my job search would have a very clear idea of the type of job that I'm looking for. So again, that is secret number one to success. Choose one or two key skills and create a whole brand and around it. The second piece is, once you know what you're looking for, is to create a resume that highlights and showcases your experiences in this one job that you want. You know, the resume needs to strike a balance between results and duties you've held in the past. And I really want to stress the results, because so many resumes that I review are just a list of duties and responsibilities, and that's very boring. We prefer to see results statements, and it needs to be sensational to grab the attention of recruiters. You know, recruiters spend max 3 seconds on it, and if you can't grab their attention, they'll move on to the next person. And so you want to, your resume is not going to get you, you know, they're not, it's not going to resolve all the questions a recruiter might have, but it might be interesting enough to have them send you an email to learn more, or perhaps set up a phone screen. So that's really key, making sure there's the resume is interesting. Also, your resume must be filled with keywords so that as recruiters are, you know, conducting searches online, they can pull up your resume, because your keywords will help you come up in their job search. So that's secret number two, having a good resume. Secret number three is making connections. And this is by far the most important secret of all. So the days of sitting at home and applying online, you know, are limited. You know, and according to a colleague of mine who runs a nonprofit for over 40 workers, he was telling me that up to 70% of the job seekers he talks to who have successfully landed a job have found their jobs through networking. So again, 70%, that's a pretty big number. So this is where LinkedIn, as well as some of the other social media websites such as Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, come into play. You can network online using these platforms to look for jobs. And that's why, you know, I really want to spend the rest of the time in our discussion here today talking about LinkedIn, because it's a really great way to network online. And also, you want to network in person too, you know. So use LinkedIn to find people, but then you still have to call them and you know, set up time to have coffee or lunch. And have that face-to-face connection as well. So the last secret is having a roadmap. And what that means is, on a weekly basis, you plan out your strategy for the week on your job search. You know, how many days are you going to spend online looking at job boards or LinkedIn for openings? You know, who are you going to reach out to on a weekly basis and talk to on the phone or send an email or meet for lunch or coffee? You know, make sure you have a plan for each day. Follow it consistently. That's another very important piece as well. And then also, after a couple weeks, you know, conduct a mini assessment. You know, what's been working well? What are areas you need further support, and get that support? And that way, you know, you feel as though your job search is moving forward. So let me tell you some more about social media in your job search, since this is such a key component, and why it's so important. So I just shared with you that networking is one of the most important components of job searching. You know the saying, you know, it's not what you know but who you know that counts. And social media is a way to find people in your network you can connect to help you with your job search. So a colleague of mine was telling me that, you know, if you are not on some type of social media, if you don't have some kind of social media presence, you could be preventing a potential employer from discovering you. So if you lack a social media presence, you could prevent from being discovered, from being screened, from being hired by employers that rely on social media to locate applicants. So that is pretty huge, and that's why it's important. So whether we like it or not, social media is here to stay, and it's really key to helping you find that job. And that's why I love LinkedIn, because out of all the social media networking sites, it's a first great place to become visible. And it's the least intimidating of all the sites. And it's meant for professional networking, unlike Twitter and Facebook, which is still thought to be more social. Although I do have to tell you that Facebook in particular, I know over the next couple months, is going to be launching some additional support for job seekers. You know, I read an article or saw it in the news that Facebook is going to be developing more of a job, more tools for job seekers. So stay tuned on that. I know I'm keeping track of it myself, and will certainly share any information I learn with all of you as it evolves. So why is LinkedIn important? A recent study by NovaWorks, which is a one-stop here in Sunnyvale, they ran a study on the impact of LinkedIn on the job search, and here's what they found. As I just mentioned, LinkedIn is the number one professional network on the web, and the NovaWorks study found that 74.4% of the employers they polled are using LinkedIn for searches. So that's quite a big number. And as many of you know, it's a great way to research companies, obtain endorsements, learn about potential interviewers. And recruiters also like to use LinkedIn to find potential candidates for positions that sometimes are not even open. You know, I was talking to a colleague of mine who's a recruiter, and he was telling me that many times if he hears that a potential hiring manager is going to be opening a rec, you know, he'll first look internally at his database to see if there's anyone that might fit the bill before it's open. But if there isn't anyone that is in the database or it's a very hard to fill position, he'll start looking on LinkedIn and doing searches on LinkedIn and kind of have everyone keyed up so that when the rec is opened up, he can start contacting the people he's found. So again, you want to be on LinkedIn so that you can be, you know, come up in these searches. Also, once you create a profile via LinkedIn, it can start working for you 24/7. You know, once you create your profile, basically, it's free advertisement for you, whether you're online or not. So, you know, why not take advantage of such a great tool? You know, it's free advertisement of your background, and that's really important. So I personally have benefited from LinkedIn for my business. I've seen my clients get results from having a LinkedIn profile. And, you know, I just can't tell you how much I love it. Love LinkedIn. So let's begin by discussing how. So I'll tell you more about LinkedIn in a specific example of a recent client who used it very effectively. But before I do that, let me tell you how to create an online presence using LinkedIn in a very simple way. So this is where I'm going to ask you to please download the PDF handout that was part of your reminder emails, and you'll be using this handout as I go over the 3 C's to create an online presence. So the first C is connection. The first C stands for connection. I know it seems simple, but I'm always surprised when I visit various LinkedIn profiles and find people with less than 20 connections. It's just not acceptable. If you're going to be on LinkedIn, you have to have more than 20 connections. So some people come to me and say, okay, Michelle, I know I need to get more connections, so who's a good connection? Well, basically, it could be, you know, past colleagues, coworkers, classmates, bosses, business partners, teachers, friends, and even relatives if it's appropriate. You know, I always recommend my clients to sit down and make a list. Make a list of the people you know from your past, whether you've spoken with them or not, and, you know, find out either, you know, by business cards you've collected in the past, you know, where they are. And you probably, you know, most of my clients, when they sit down to do this, have close to 100 connections. So really that should be your goal. You know, everyone, it should really go for trying to have at least 100 connections. So that's really key. And even though I'm telling you, of course, quantity is important, you also want to remember the quality of the connections, also very key. You want as many people that you're connected to be of high caliber. You know, ideally, you want to have had at least, you know, a conversation or an email exchange, some kind of interaction before you connect with them. So, you know, it's really true what they say. The more people you're connected to, the further likelihood it will be that someone knows something about the job that you're looking for. So, you know, again, you know, make connections, make sure they're good quality, and reach out to them. And so once you have several connections, you want to leverage it as a tool for exploring networking possibilities, you know. As you come across jobs, see if anyone in your background or, I'm sorry, in your network has access to the hiring managers or that position that you're looking at, or perhaps an entry into the companies that you're looking for, that you're targeting. Join groups for job seekers. You know, there's all kinds of groups on LinkedIn. There are industry groups, alumni association. There's a group on every topic and for everyone. And it's very easy to find them. You just go under the group section on LinkedIn, go under the search box, you know, type in a couple of keywords or industries or companies that you're looking at, and the groups will come up. So joining groups is another key way to make connections. Also, you know, as you are in your job search mode, if there are recruiters you've come across, you know, and who have really helped you or you've made a connection with in person, follow up and become connected to them via LinkedIn. You know, I have a colleague of mine who's currently in a job search mode, and she was telling me that she had connected with a recruiter that she's had a connection with or a relationship with over the last couple of years. And so she's now linked in with her. And she's finding that this recruiter is sharing job leads to the people in her network. And in some cases, these leads are for positions that are not open. They're not on the website. So, again, that's another strategy for you to consider. All right, the second C to creating an online presence is communication. Remember, networking, whether it's online or in person, is a two-way street. So what's a good way to communicate using LinkedIn? Well, if you go into the homepage of your profile, there is a field called Update, and it's in the first page of the profile, and you can post valuable information in there. You can post, you know, any upcoming events that you know about, any interesting articles. If you're a blogger and it's appropriate, share what you're posting on your blog. That way people start noticing you and noticing the information you're putting up there. This establishes who you are and begins to make connections with others. You know, I'm always amazed at the emails I get after I post an interesting article or share information that I've found on a relevant topic. And, you know, it makes me feel really good. It's like, wow, they are actually looking at what I'm posting. So post something valuable in the update section. And I have another example of this. You know, I recently made a connection, and the way she found me was through LinkedIn. She was doing a search for HR professionals using LinkedIn and started following my posts, and that led her to my blog on my website. And then she took it a step further and actually gave me a call on the phone. She found my contact information on my website and called me. And in speaking with her, I was amazed at how much she knew about me and my business. And so that made our connection instant. And I didn't feel like she, from my end, it didn't feel like she was cold calling me, quote unquote, you know. It really made our conversation much richer. So I would encourage you to do the same thing, you know, follow people, see what they're posting, comment on their posts, and that will make an instant connection, an instant relationship. So the third C that I want to talk to you about is consistency. This is very important. LinkedIn is only as good as you make it. You know, people tell me all the time, well, I'm on LinkedIn, but it hasn't done anything for me. Well, when I ask them, you know, how often are you online? They say, well, maybe once a week or, you know, every month. And I say that's not enough. You know, you want to stay active and you want to visit LinkedIn at least 3 to 4 days a week. That's a minimum. And if you can do more, that's even better. And as I mentioned, there's so many, you know, reasons to be on LinkedIn. You know, before you know it, you'll be on there all the time. You know, you can search for jobs, apply to them. You can check out to see who's viewing you. You can do that by going to the front page of your profile, and you can see who's checking you out. You can also see how often you're coming up on the search. So the more you're consistent and engaged and communicate, the more you'll see that people are checking you out. So it's only going to work if you put the time and energy into it. So commit to visiting LinkedIn today. After this call, visit LinkedIn. So now that I've shared with you the three C's to creating an online presence, I want to share with you some tips on how to create an interesting profile. And I want to tell you about a client who I worked with this past spring who used LinkedIn in such a way that it really helped him find his job pretty fast. His name is Mike Irwin, and if you go to my website, connecttohr.com/dreamjob, you can read his testimonial. And after we worked together, I remember the following week, he sent me this email and said, you know, my inbox is filling up with messages from recruiters. Thank you. You know, and it was just so exciting for me and for him to see that kind of traffic on his profile. It was pretty cool. So how did we create a profile that attracted these recruiters? So let me tell you what we did. First, we began with a great resume. This really becomes the foundation for the content on the profile. You know, and the key to it is to make sure that you're incorporating, you know, the keywords, because that's what's going to help recruiters pull up your profile. Also, we made sure that each component that LinkedIn required was updated. This is very, very key. So that means for all of you who don't have a picture up, you need to put it up. Because I recently attended a LinkedIn web class that the LinkedIn developers put together for recruiters. And basically, the recruiters can search for every field in the profile. So that's the location, the company information, or experience, I should say, experience, connections, endorsements. Every single part of your profile is fair game for being part of the search. So make sure you have populated every area. I can't stress this enough. And if you don't have a picture, it shows up that your profile is not complete. So it's less likely to be pulled up in these searches. So that's very important. And as I mentioned, you want to make sure you embed keywords in your profile. So again, going back to Mike Irwin, he is an engineer. So we made sure that, you know, the type of code that he's done in the past is up there. The language, I should say, of coding that he's used in the past was included in his profile. We made sure that the platforms that he is knowledgeable on are on his profile. So again, anytime a recruiter was looking for, you know, C++, Java programmer, whatever, it came up. His profile came up. So that was really, really key. You also want to go out and get endorsements from past employers. Endorsements are important because it's social proof that you have the experience and results that you're claiming on your profile. And the key to endorsements is you want a mix. You don't want just colleagues saying how great you are. You also want your past supervisors to tout how great you are, perhaps business partners if you're in a role where, for example, like IT or accounting or HR, you know, we work with business partners inside companies. You want to get endorsements from those individuals as well. And for managers or directors that are supervised people, having previous employees that reported into you talk about your management style is also very important. So going back to Mike, you know, he got great results in a matter of days. He went from basically a drabby profile with no inquiries, no one was really finding him, to 10 to 20 inquiries a day in a matter of 3 days. And he found a job in 1 month. So it was pretty incredible how powerful LinkedIn was in his job search. And I asked him later, what was the single most important action we took together? And Mike said that the LinkedIn profile got the job search ball rolling for him. So again, LinkedIn is the first important step in creating your online presence, and it's also very simple, so I encourage you to try it out. All right, so you decided to use LinkedIn. Now what? You know, what are some things to avoid when making, so that you don't make a wrong impression online? First, let's talk about what you should put on your, you know, profile. What are some things you want to talk about? If you're going to use the update field or if you're going to share any information, make sure it's kept to business or desired profession. That's really key. You want to use LinkedIn especially to prepare for interviews. You know, I always encourage my clients who are going in for on-site interviews to ask the coordinator or the recruiter to give them a list of the people they're going to be interviewing with. And you use this list to, you know, go on LinkedIn and find out information about them. You know, what companies did they work for before? You know, what are their interests? What is their educational background? And that's really, really key. And stay engaged. As I mentioned, visit the site at least 3 to 4 times a week. Now, on the don'ts, you know, don't post any information on sensitive topics. Avoid politics, religion, and any personal subjects that might be sensitive or taboo. You just don't, you know, you just don't want to go there. And don't be an oversharer. You know, yes, you want to visit LinkedIn, you know, at least 3 or 4 times a week. And if you are going to put up updates, you know, limit it to 2 to 3 in a week. And remember, the most important don't is nothing is ever deleted. That's really key. So whatever you put up there will exist on cyberspace forever. So remember that. All right. Well, we have covered a great deal of information today. And I realize there's so much more on this topic and on the general topic of the job search that, you know, we just can't cover at this moment. So if you're still feeling overwhelmed about your job search, as my gift to you for attending this call today, I'd like to offer you a complimentary 30-minute free phone session. I have 5 spots on my calendar for those individuals who are truly serious about their job search. So if you're interested, you need to apply for this session because I only take a limited number of people, and you can do so by visiting my website, which is connect2hr.com/dreamjob, and that's connectohr.com/dreamjob. And you go online, you apply online, you'll fill out a survey that is part of the application process, And, you know, I'll review it within, you know, 1 to 2 business days once you apply. And in our session, we will clarify the job you really want, find out the essential building blocks for having the job of your dreams. We'll also discover the number one job-seeking strategy that may be stopping you from having the career you love. As I mentioned, many people are still, you know, holding on to methods that are outdated and ineffective. We'll also identify the most important actions that will move you forward and towards your dream job, and then clarify a plan to land your dream job fast. That's really important. So as I mentioned, I have a very limited number of sessions at this time, and I want to make sure this offer is right for you. So it's been my experience that the people who get the most out of the strategy session are ready to take action based on the plan we talk about, ready to stop making excuses and want to find their dream job, and they're ready to invest in themselves so they can land that dream job in a fast way. So if you're truly ready for additional help, apply for a dream job strategy session. Remember, I only have 5 spots. And again, you can do this by visiting connect2hr.com/dreamjob. Halfway through the page, there's the apply button, and that will get you to the survey so I can find out a little bit more about you. We are out of time, and I want to thank you again for joining me today. Remember, take action and work on your online presence today. You know, immediately after hearing this recording, you know, put into action what you learned in this class. You know, check it out. See if it will work for you. And, you know, I wish all of you the best for your job search success. This is Michelle Mendoza with Connect to HR signing off. Bye for now.